Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
CNN, the cable news network, was launched in 1980. It was the first television channel to provide 24-hour news coverage. At the time, people were fairly excited about the idea of a television station providing nonstop news to the entire nation. Potential was amazing. Since its inception, it has provided dramatic live coverage of breaking news. However, it's also been criticized as being overly sensationalistic for its lack of a nonpartisan approach to the coverage of political events. The network has struggled at times to compete against Fox News and MSNBC, both of these networks besting CNN in 2019. Unlike MSNBC, which skews to the left, and Fox News, which skews to the right, CNN made a pretense of being balanced when they have demonstrated they are anything but a nonpartisan news network. Let's take a snapshot in time at the way their stories are headlined on CNN.com. Famed GOP lawyer pens scathing op-ed about Trump. Mary Trump says president's desperation led him to accuse Biden of drug use. Trump's coronavirus problems isn't getting better. L.A. mayor claps back at Trump's claim on what caused fires. Trump is running short on time and targets. Trump's risky allies are straight out of Hunger Games. Trump's HHS alters CDC documents for political reasons, official says. That's just a smattering of how the stories are headlined on CNN. There isn't one positive story on Donald Trump, his administration, his presidency, or anything connected with the president they hate more than anything. Their coverage of the shooting of the two Los Angeles County deputies is just about hidden away halfway down their webpage in relatively small type. This while it was one of the biggest stories of the hour. An individual calmly walking up to two deputies sitting in their patrol car and pumping an unknown number of bullets into the two officers and then running away. Anti-police demonstrators gathered at the hospital that worked to save the officers' lives and chanted, "I hope they die." Where was all of this on the CNN website? The truth is, many people do turn to CNN as their source for information and news, national and international. They have a great influence on how people are viewing the issues of the day, and they've abdicated the charge they pretended to initially accept to provide real news and a balance of political opinions. So when people get the information they seek about the upcoming election and they turn to CNN for that information, they're getting an intentionally biased point of view. However, what is necessary is to constantly inform the public about the bias that's going on from an institution that bills itself as a balanced news source when it is anything but a balanced news source. CNN has become the enemy of conservative thoughts and values. It has become a champion for the left-wing narrative, and talk radio hosts and Fox News are the only ones challenging it and providing a balanced response. At one time, news sources prided themselves on the fact that they sought to provide facts to the public, giving the people an opportunity to hear those facts and then make up their own minds based on what they heard. News reporters ostensibly had a sense of pride, and they provided information and facts. Then there became a point that people began to get into the news reporting business because they wanted to make a difference. That, of course, indicates that they had a desire to make a certain impact, not just provide facts and information. They began to put those facts into a skewed narrative, and the problem is, the public never saw it coming. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.